In 2009, the United States and the European Union signed a memorandum of understanding in which the United States would temporarily suspend retaliatory tariffs on European goods, retaliatory tariffs in upwards of $100 million. In exchange for that, U.S. beef industry would have duty-free access of upwards to 45,000 metric tons from beef from non-hormone treated cattle. Now, this has been a temporary solution with the hope of trying to build trust between U.S. beef producers and European consumers, and also as a bridge to further market access later on. Unfortunately, the Europeans have not lived up to their side of the agreement. They have allowed other countries access to this quota, and as a result, we've seen the U.S. market share drastically decline. And so the question then becomes, how can we fix this? And unfortunately, with the Europeans not enforcing the terms of the agreement, all these other countries have had plenty of opportunity to undercut us and to take that market share away. So this really has been a one-sided agreement where the Europeans have enjoyed all of this access to the United States, but they have not met their side of the bargain. And as a result, we've seen U.S. beef producers continue to have a declining market share.
Backus said efforts have been underway for some time to rectify the EU's unfair treatment of U.S. beef.
For the last couple of years, our government has been trying to find some kind of resolution to this ongoing issue. Unfortunately, the Europeans have just not been willing to work with us at all, and the problem's gotten worse. We've continued to see our market share decline at a rapid pace, and it's projected to continue to do so. So why would we continue to subject ourselves to such abuse under this relationship? If the Europeans are serious about trading with the United States, they need to honor their commitments. And until they do so, we have no other alternatives but to seek retaliation, in which we're entitled under the WTO.